Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first episode of the Fool's Cast. I'm your host, Jonah. I'm here with my boys, David.
What's up?
Blake.
What's good?
And Gorski.
You're...
And I just want to talk about how scuffed this setup we got going is right now.
Bro, we got a microphone literally on top of a bed with two guys laying on it, and it's like halfway there.
We need to expand. We still need to expand.
Hey, multi-million dollar office coming soon. Don't you sweat it. Hey,
I'm just saying, dog, we should check the bed out. Just take the bed out, put a table in here.
That'd work.
Where's homeboy gonna sleep?
On the floor.
No, wherever we moved the bed, that's where I can sleep.
You must put an oven down here too. Make a couple. I mean, Thanksgiving turkey.
Hey, we might as well like bring down a whole kitchen, put a table in here. Like,
have Joel do it.
I mean, we could.
I mean, unless you want.
I mean, you might be homeless for a couple weeks.
But we might be sleeping on the tile. But I mean, it's all right.
It's worth it.
Homeless for a couple weeks just so we can record this podcast.
This scuffed podcast.
That'd be a YouTube hit. Couple million views.
What?
I went homeless for this shit.
Hey, we could low-key clickbait Plainfield with this podcast.
How so, Blake?
I don't know. We can figure it out.
What? I figured you'd have an idea by saying that shit.
What?
Oh, we can clickbait. I feel like you'd have an idea.
You can't just say that.
You can't just say it and not have anything pull up.
I mean, I was really banking off y'all having an idea, but I mean...
I didn't know where you were going with that. I'm going to be honest.
With what? The fucking clickbait?
Clickbaiting... Plainfield to watch the podcast.
I mean, they're going to watch it anyway.
That's facts.
All of us got clout. 3.2 million on Twitter.
I ain't got any clout.
I think everybody knows the name Blake Holsklaw.
Nah.
They will now.
They will. With the Fool's Cast. Who came up with my nickname, actually?
Which one?
Wasn't it you at Matt's?
Which one?
Holsklaw.
No, it was Blake Holsklaw. Something like that.
It's evolved.
No,
so
I was... So here's what happened. I was asleep, and then Matt woke up for some reason, and I was like, I guess I was dreaming. And no, Nick heard me. I was like dreaming or something. I really don't remember what it was. And I roll over and I go, probably Blake Holsklaw. And then, you know, Nick, he just exaggerates everything to this limit to where it's so, like, it's so funny. And he just, for the rest of high school, you just hear Nick saying Blake Holsklaw, Blake Holsklaw. Like, that's all you heard.
That became a nickname throughout Plainfield.
Dude,
people I didn't even talk to would come up to me and be like, people didn't even know I was a real person. Like,
they
still
thought you were a fake person.
Yeah, I forget who it was, but they were like, wait, Blake Holsklaw's a real person, and I was like, yeah, to me, and she was like, no way, I thought you were fake. I thought it was just a saying. And I was like, well, I'm here.
Damn, bro, you're like a mini celebrity.
That's what I'm saying.
It's evolved, too. I've called you Aqua, basically, since like 8th grade. That's just what we went by. But like, it just keeps getting more and more mashed.
Now it's Blueby.
We call him Blueby.
Dude, there's so many nicknames.
We call him Blowblah.
Blowblah.
Like Blowblah. That's what I call him sometimes.
Blowblah. Blue balls.
Oh,
hey, that's a good one. Real funny, guys. Hilarious.
Damn, bro. You're actually coming for the throat. What a guy you are. People really thought you were a myth?
Yes. The man, the myth, the legend. What do you mean?
Just more like a big-ass man. That's about it. You ain't no legend.
Would you guys rather be in college or high school? Well, you... Yeah, I mean, you guys really can't answer that, but like...
I mean, I don't know. That's a question for you two.
Yeah, y'all agree.
We're not there, so...
I mean, I miss, like... I miss seeing my homies every day. That's about it, though. Like,
I mean, Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'd say I'm glad I got done with high school, but I definitely miss it. Like, I know you guys are in the place now where you probably just want to graduate, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, that senioritis is, like...
Just over it, yeah.
I had that junior year.
Once you get into college, man, it like, I don't know, you start to see the people. Like, you never see the people that you saw every day. So it's just, first, it's weird, first of all, and then you kind of get over that. You make new friends, whatever, but you'll miss those people and then kind of eventually just miss the whole high school thing. Just,
well, I feel like high school is also, like, way easier.
Like, there's things that I miss about it. It's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there are a lot of things that I miss about it, but some things I don't miss. Like, the free... Like, I felt like I was in legitimate prison. especially at our high school. Like,
yes.
And what I'm doing now, like, I don't get a break or anything, but, like, I'm just going for 2 years accelerated and then I'm done, which I'm doing it online and all that. But compared to what I was doing in high school, like, I felt like something or, like, someone was always holding me down and I didn't want to, you know, like, express myself creatively or else it would not meet the standards of what they were wanting. That makes sense? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Like, also, it's like when you graduate high school, it's kind of like you grew up with these people for 18 years. Like, these are some of your closest friends, some people you don't even know, but, like, you know who they are. And when you leave that, it's like you kind of just get thrown to the deep end, sort of. Like, when I go to college, I know people that are going there, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. Like, I talked about this over the weekend of just, like, how high school really, it's just going to suck to leave in the long run. But, like, right now I hate it just because I don't do anything. But I know what you're saying.
I can agree with that. Like, I also feel like the level, like, of how much you miss it goes into, like, what do you do in college? Because, like, for you, it's like, you've wanted to be creative. So, like, obviously, leaving high school has let you do what you want.
Right, yeah.
But, like, if you're going to, like, chemical engineering, like, that shit's hard.
Yeah, how are you?
It's like, you're going to forget, like, you're going to, like, want to go back to, like, times when everything was easier. Like, you'd have to pay, like, taxes and everything, like, all that easy shit.
Well, that's what I was like. There are reasons why I miss it and reasons why I don't miss it. Like, that would be a reason why I do miss it, because it was easier. Like, it was a piece of cake. Like, I could stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning every single night if I wanted to, and then go to school and just turn in my homework and get good grades. Like, it really doesn't... Nothing in high school really truly tests your knowledge, I'd say. Not even the SAT. Like, you can be an intelligent person, but I don't think any of that really proves your intelligence. You know what I'm trying to say? It doesn't prove your intelligence.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just not, like, I'm just not a good test taker. That's why I hated high school. The main reason I hated high school was you would turn in your homework and everything, you get a good grade, but those homework points weren't for a lot of your grade. So if you didn't turn in your homework, your grade would drop, but if you did good on the test, you could maintain a good grade. Like, but if you did bad on the tests, then you're just done for. Like, that's what I hated, because I'm a terrible test taker, and that's what would happen every time I take a test. So,
like, how do I explain this? Like, I miss how easy high school was. Like, you have your teachers tell you, you got this to do. They print everything out for you. I mean, like, in college,
don't hold your hand.
I know. Like, I like college more, because I'm learning about, like, I'm actually interested in what I'm learning about. Like, in high school, through, what, 12 years? Not 12 years of high school, but 12 years of school in general, you basically just learn different levels of the same subjects over and over. And the only electives you could take were, like...
You weren't even interested
in. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I'm going to school for cybersecurity. So, I mean, I'm taking classes for informatics fundamentals, like coding 101.
Same thing for me. Like, you're going to have gen eds in college, obviously. Yeah. Everybody does. And, like, that's just your, like, typical, like, your math, your English, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I'm kind of past that part in what I'm doing. And right now I'm in the recording principles. So it's going over more of, like, it's going more in depth about actually what I want to learn. And that's what I like. Like, in high school, you're just learning basic knowledge, but I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't remember a thing from high school taught me. Like, I don't remember anything, like, especially on the SAT. Like, I even the algebra part, like, I might sound stupid, but the algebra part on the SAT, unless I practiced before I went and took the SAT, I made no sense to me. I was like, what is this? Is this algebra or calculus? Like,
Yeah.
I want to jump on that, like, test thing, because, like, the biggest problem for me is, like, high school is so based on, like, you're either, like, super good, like, in this general area, and that's, like, centrally, like, focused on high school. Like, that's all you're going to excel at. Like, your path is already basically chosen for you. Whereas, like, if, like, you're creative, like, you're a creative guy or, like, an artist, yeah, you could take those art classes, but, like, they don't mean anything, because they're just electives. They're not, like... anything, like, worth value.
They're not required.
But there are some electives that we all went to the same high school, but the same high school especially, like, our high school especially, there are some electives that do tailor towards other students. Like, there is a lot of different art classes. There's a, like, the technology, like, Project Lead the Way stuff, like, engineering, there's a lot of that. Yeah, which
shout
I guess,
out those classes.
Are you in those? Yeah, I mean, it tailors to those students, so I guess it's okay, and there's, I guess, a majority of the people that want to like, go to further knowledge, I guess a majority of those people are engineering and art students, but I think that they should start offering more electives for, like, not just our high school and more high schools, like, for things that people are more interested in, like, for me, example, music, like, recording things, like, I think our school, like, we have the choir and everything, we have the equipment, but why don't they, we even have a piano room, so, like, I think that we should do something there for, like, if kids want to learn how to produce music, get a teacher in there that can, you know, teach how to do those things, and a student might find an interest in something that they've never found that they had an interest in before, like.
Well, the problem with that is, though, if you have all these music teachers, you want to teach something like music production, right? You have to find a teacher that is capable enough to teach that class, which the certifications, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
But you have to have that teacher that would want to do that, but they can't just do that. They would have to teach something else. But, like, you can't expect, like, a normal average choir teacher to also be taking trap music production.
Well, yeah. That's not what I meant, though. Like,
there's Metro Boomin Out Productions 101.
I would love to have Metro Boomin.
All right. Imagine Tay Keith teaching a recording class or a, like a beat making class. All
right, students, I'm gonna go on tour real quick. Here's your sub, 808 Mafia.
That's what I'm saying.
Stark Hogan. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't have these. No, yeah, but like, they're for creative people, but
there's a lot of qualified people out there. Obviously, like anything in the creative spectrum of degrees, like there are people out there that are constantly looking for jobs because jobs in those industries are so scarce and rare. And I think that there's somebody that would be willing to travel here and get a teaching job teaching people how to produce music. And, I mean, I don't know. I think that would be something cool. I mean, I know we're talking about music right now, but, like, more things.
Yeah, I feel like that would go for anything. Like, it's like trade schools.
Yeah.
Like, they're so unpopular because people think, like, it's just like a, you get your, like, whatever your trade, and then you don't have a college degree, so you don't get, like, a job or like, a proper job. Like,
well,
you should
get a 4-year
degree.
Most of those guys are going to make more money than...
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
HVAC,
like,
makes
big. Yeah, HVAC guys, like, they make hella good money. So, like...
And the linemen and...
Yeah, and then, like, I don't know if you had it, but, like, recently, like, this past week, we had, like, the college kids come in and tell us about their college experience.
I had that.
Yeah. Not a single, like, trade school person was up there, which... Like, to me, it was, like, telling me, like, you either have to get a 4-year degree or you're stuck with a high school diploma.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no in-between. Like, schools, in my opinion, should push for, like, a trade school more or less equally to a college education.
Yeah, I would say that they shouldn't, I think, I wouldn't say, like, force it down people. I think they should open up the opportunity. And, like, yeah, we have a program where you can go to another school to learn that stuff, but it's not, like, it's kind of like a side option thing where it's not, like, your typical science, math, and English. And if we did have something like that, like the music production thing, I'd take that class. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe it's not something I'm super interested in, but it's something that it's good to know. As an elective, I feel like electives should be, yeah, they should be fun classes, but it should be classes that,
like, benefit you.
That benefit me in a way. I've taken so many stupid electives that
My bad for cutting you
off.
No,
you're good.
If high school's supposed to be this thing where they're, in a way, setting us up for the future, like life and everything, shouldn't they, do you think they should start teaching us things that we would be able to utilize in the future, like how to do your taxes?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I, real.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine high school was tailored, like, around, like, actual, like, real life situations, like, I don't know if you guys remember Fax. You remember that?
Fax was dope.
Yeah.
Like, she taught us how to do our taxes, but, like...
She taught us how to cook.
Like, I don't remember that
at all. That's what I'm saying. Like, we wrote checks.
Yeah, would
you... I've
who's
going to
remember... In 8th grade.
Can you remember anything you were taught in middle school? Let alone...
The Pythagorean Theorem.
How to make a wooden car and shoot it off CO2. So.
Like, nobody...
That was cool.
That was really cool.
Nobody really retains any of the information they're taught in high school. Or, like, anything before that as well. Like, I think if they were to teach us things that we could use in the real life, like, I guess there are some classes, like, that teach you how, like, how to apply for a job, how to make a resume. That stuff's good. They can branch out from that, like, how to do, like, more financial things that you could use in real life. Like, how to be good with your money, like... budgeting and, you know, getting more into stuff like that. That's actually important, setting yourself up for the future.
Yeah, the problem with that sometimes though is like we had a class that was called Prep for College and Careers, and it's a mandatory class you have to take to graduate.
Right. Yeah, I took
but
that
people
class.
But people take it like freshman, sophomore year.
Yeah,
who the fuck is gonna use that gonna as a idiot, like as a freshman? They kind of like taught me how to get a job and write a resume. I don't know how to do it. I know how to do it, but I didn't learn it from that class. I was just like, oh, it's a requirement, I gotta take it to get over it.
Well, I feel like now it's like a self-taught
thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know who teaches it now, but when I had it, the teacher would, like...
If we're thinking the same teacher.
He would go over the lesson, like, whatever, in 15, 20 minutes, and then just the rest of the class, we just had to sit there and talk, which at the time, it was fine, but, like, I was learning stuff, but most of it I was just doing on my own. It's... I mean, I actually learned well that way, like... branching way off here. My school now is completely online, so I'm teaching myself, but for me personally, like, that's good. Like, I went to IUPUI for the first semester, and just, I mean, I was failing out of classes. Like, I was learning, but not, I don't know, I just don't do good in a classroom setting. Like, I do better when I teach myself and I watch the videos that these teachers put out, like lecturing, actually going over the assignments and what you need to do. Just, I think I do better teaching myself rather than hearing a teacher or somebody else explain it. Like, I think it just gets confusing when somebody else is telling me how to do something, like going over it over and over and over, and then people asking questions. It just kind of throws me off and puts my head in a bunch of different places, and I don't know where to start, you know what I mean?
Even in like a classroom setting, like, people who ask questions can like make the concept, like the basic concept, like way more confusing than it like has to be.
Yeah, because like somebody will, they'll explain what you're supposed to be learning or whatever, and then, or doing, like, let's say you're writing a paper and somebody's asking like the teacher goes over what to do for the paper, and then somebody just asks a dumb question, and then everybody's like, wait, what? Like, are we supposed to do this or this? Like, it just gets confusing.
Speaking of college, do you guys know what you want to major in? Are you going in undecided?
No, I'm not going in undecided. I went in, and I'm going for accounting, but I don't think that's what I want to do. Basically, like, the
juice. You're just basically throwing it there. Just
yeah, I'm going in, I want to go into business. Purdue, like, something like marketing. Yeah, Purdue. And I like the idea of business. I like the idea that I can, like, entrepreneurship, I can grow my own business with my own ideas. But now that if I have the skills to do that, but accountants, I kind of just saw it as, it's kind of like the same thing every day. You get busy for 4 months up until April, maybe May, and then you're kind of just chilling for a bit. But then I was like, this just doesn't seem like I want to do. I want to be more out there. Now that I'm realizing that high school is almost over, they kind of force you down like a certain path where you don't, they kind of like, it's like a, it's a system where they just push you in. They just want to set you up for college and then they push you out.
Right. And it works.
It works. Yeah. But it's like people like Jonah who doesn't learn that way and he wants to do other things like music. So it kind of hinders them to where they have to learn it themselves instead of trying to help you with those skills. So it's like, I want to be a little bit more creative now that I'm almost out of high school. I just wanted to go into accounting and be like, that's my job for 50, 60 years, and then I'm retiring, rather than I kind of want to go out and do other things, such as like maybe a little bit of art, something like that. But I'm probably going to move around from accounting probably to marketing, because I think that's cool. You can do a lot of stuff with that and go into many, many different job fields. But basically, like, the joke was, The whole premise of it was, like, yeah, you make a lot of money being an accountant if you're good at it. But then there was always, like, this joke I'd tell people. It was like, yep, has the highest suicide rate. Like, I'm playing the odds here. So I don't think I'm going to do accounting anymore, but I think I'll be fine. Somewhere in business I'll fall.
Well, I was in that, like, same boat, because my mom and my sister are both accountants. So, like, it was, like, kind of, like, one of those natural family things. But, like, the same thing happened to me. Like, I wanted to, like, travel, get out, do stuff. So, like, that's why I think I made that transition, like, 2014, 2015 to, like, want to become, like, a pilot. So I can, like, go travel, see, like, different cities, different places. Instead of, like, being stuck in, like, a 9 to 5, like, every day.
Office.
Yeah.
Like, desk.
Because, like, with a pilot, you're, like, you do the same thing every day, but, like, you're also given different challenges.
It's also,
like,
different every single day.
Yeah, it's, like, weather, different approaches, different places. Like, it's different every single day. Like, you're not going to the same desk, sitting down, doing the same stuff for 10 hours.
Like, every time you work, you end up somewhere different.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ask, like, how did you get into that? Because I know you fly planes and stuff now. I always wanted to know how you even got into that. Like, did you just get an interest
for it?
Honestly,
I don't know. Like, I think it was, like, a combination of, like, the want to travel. And then, like, we live right by the airport.
Yeah.
So, like, planes fly over all the time.
Yeah, homie had pilot license before his actual driver's license.
Yeah,
that's fried.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah,
What?
Yeah.
That's partially true. So, I got my student pilot license when I was 16. And you have, like,
Which means what? Like, you have
so
to fly with
someone? So I have to fly with someone. I can't, like, fly other people, like, legally. And then, but I could fly by myself to certain locations. Like, I had to get, like, permission and stuff. But, yeah, I flew by myself before I had my driver's license. Like, before I had my permit.
Did it help you drive better?
I don't know, because I had driven before, and I had driven, like four-wheelers and stuff like that, so I don't know if it was that or if it was just, like...
Have you flown with anybody, like, other than an instructor?
I took my mom and my sister up. We went around Indianapolis. So, it was really cool. It was, like, sunset, too, so it was really awesome. And then I went...
Hey, that'd be a nice first date.
Hey,
bangers line.
Hey, if anybody's trying to do that with their girl, like, hit me up. I'll take you,
dude. Dave the pilot.
I'll take you, bro. Just
see, it's once
slide me some cash.
It's like one of those things. Like, same thing back with the high school with music. Like, they don't push that on you. He just wanted to do it, and so he's on track to doing it.
And I think that's, like, one of the biggest problems with people is that they're so influenced by, like, high school or, like, their parents that they have to do this. Like, they have to go to college. They have to do this. And they're afraid to explore. Because, like, I mean, this is cliche as fuck, but, like, you only get, like, one life.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend that shit in a desk job 9 to 5 getting paid that salary yearly and do that, like you said, for 50, 60 years and then retire. Like, that's a waste to me.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah. It just doesn't, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that, like, I feel like if high schools were, like, more creative and pushed more limits to, like, what students can truly do, like, they wouldn't be so forced to do this kind of thing.
I feel like they're also scared to take risks.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, Jonah with music, like, one day his shit might pop. Who knows? But it's always that big question mark of, is it gonna pop?
But, like, in today's society, with, like, Twitter, Instagram, like, you put something that someone likes, retweet. They're following someone big, retweet. The person who's big sees it.
Oh, yeah.
Likes
it. Dude.
And then, so you get 3 retweets, but that last retweet has 1.3 million followers. Like, in today's, like, world, you get 1 retweet and instantly gain 500K.
Yeah,
it's just like followers. I mean,
it's a matter of, like, I would say
it's almost luck at that point.
If we're talking music, it's luck based to make it, but it's also, I'd say, talent. Talent's a big portion. Obviously, nobody's gonna like it if you're not talented, but luck plays a huge part. I think luck is probably the biggest part in making it into anything.
Yeah. I feel like you have to be. It's one thing to be lucky to just get that initial step, but you have to be talented to be consistent.
Yeah.
You can have that one track that hits, but, like, if you're not consistent with it and you don't market yourself correctly.
Like Lil Nas.
Like, he's a huge question mark. I really don't know.
I'm anxious to see what he'll do after, like, the whole...
Yeah, because, like, right now, he's kind of just milking it.
Well, he has other music.
Like, yeah.
I went on his Twitter the other day. I was, like, I just came across it. And one of his, like, he made a thread posting, like, songs from his album whenever they were... His album that he wants to put out. I don't even know if it's out, to be honest with you. But
I don't think it is.
He puts this music in a thread in videos of what he's going to put on this album. And it's, like... You can kind of tell he was just a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah. That album was just, like, Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray, Old Town Road featuring Young Thug. Yeah. And it's just, like, a bunch of versions of it. So the big question mark on him is just, what else can he do besides just one-hit wonder and then fall off? And with today's fast-paced media, if you don't stay consistent, right, you're going to be scraped off the face
of the earth. I think one of the things I'll give him credit for is, like, so many people are afraid to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he makes rap and country together. Like, I don't think... me, personally, I've never heard, like, a song like that. That's, like, combined two different, completely different genres together. And, like, people... I mean, that could go for anybody. Like, you're so afraid to step outside of, like, your boundary, like, your comfort zone.
People are too afraid of being judged.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what
people
it is.
People can't, like, fully understand, like, if someone doesn't like you... Cool for them, bro. Like, okay. Like, have a great time. You don't fuck with me, that doesn't mean I'm gonna fuck with you. Like, people are so afraid of going outside, like, their comfort zone and, it, like, expressing, like, their hobbies. Like, you do something around a group of friends, and they're like, bro, this is stupid. And then you're like, yeah, I only do it sometimes. But, like, I mean, you actually like doing that a lot. But, I mean, you're just being judged constantly, which makes you feel like, oh, maybe this is stupid.
Yeah.
So when I started making music, I'd say, like, I mean, I made music when I got my computer my sophomore year. And I saw a video of Martin Garrix. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but... I saw a video of him, like, he made that Animals song that went platinum when he was 16 years old, and I was like, that is ridiculous. And I've always had this, like, I want to do something creative, but I never really brought it out. I had no idea what I wanted to do, and then I watched that video, and, I mean, I bought the software to start making music, and I fell in love with it instantly. But once I built up the confidence to put out a song, I cared so much about people's opinions on it. Like, if somebody... Obviously, when somebody starts making music and you put it on your Snapchat story or something, Instagram story, people are going to go listen to it. Because everybody just has this assumption in their head that it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So in a way, I knew that. But in a way, I wanted to prove them wrong. So I waited until, I'd say, junior year, senior year to start putting out music that I thought myself, personally, that it was good. And I had people telling me, like, it was good. And then I had people telling other people that it just wasn't good. And I was... To be frank, like, I don't care. I don't care if my music isn't living up to somebody else's standards. If it's living up to mine and I'm doing it to the best of my ability, that's all I care about. Like, I'm having fun doing it. You can't care about other people's opinions on anything because you won't make it anywhere doing that.
Yeah, and you've said this before, like, yourself as an individual is always, like, the biggest critic. Like, that's, like, the most realest shit that I've ever, like, heard, because, like, I'm in the same boat with you. I'm writing a book, and, like, when I write that book, like, I think about everything that's going to happen. I'm, like, critiquing myself as I'm writing this. I'm, like, you know, is this going to work? How is this going to go together? So I think that I'm in the same boat as you. Like, I'm not going to care what anybody else thinks. It's just my shit.
As long as you're pleased with it.
Yeah. Like, if you're happy doing something,
fucking do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, go out. They have fun, and then, like, they just get critiqued on it. They get judged on it, and it's just, it always, like, there's always going to be that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always going to be that person that says something, like, negative or something just, like, that you don't like or just, like, you don't really care for their opinion. Yeah. But, I mean, if you enjoy something, you like doing it, I mean.
Then fucking do it. Like, in the beginning.
Ain't nobody stopping you but yourself, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, like. Probably for, like, all of us here, like, we wanted to do a podcast, you know, at first, and we were fucking doing it right now.
Yeah, I was talking to you over the weekend. We were all, in a Discord thing together, and we were just talking. I was like, I just randomly said it. I was like, you know what? I have always wanted to do a podcast. Like, I really want to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then you guys were like, it was you, Gorski. You said, if you want to do it, then why not do it? And I was like,
yeah, because it's like, I've gotten to the point now where it's like, I'm not afraid to get judged anymore for stuff that I do because I like it. Like, I was afraid. We thought of this idea to do one, but it kind of just like panned out because we didn't really talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
But we were also like, in my head, I was like, wow, this shit might not be a hit. Like, it might not grow big, and I'll just get shit on for it by people, especially like your friends. Your friends are always, you yourself at the highest peak is your own critic, but then right below that are some of your closest friends, because it kind of really shows who is your actual friend or not, because some of them just don't want to see you succeed, but then they're the ones that are like your core friends that want to see you succeed, so they're your friends in quotes will just kind of like try to hate on you for it. So like, that's why we're doing it here. I'm just saying, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. So we decided to do it. Side note, I was in class the other day and I hit shuffle on my playlist, and this is not because Jonah is in the room right across from me, but no bullshit, Oxygen pulled up. I listen to that thing.
That's a fire song.
Still fucking slaps.
It's a fire
song. I still say it fucking slaps.
Like, me and Jonah have sat down here like one night, and I've just watched him critique like beats after beats after beats. And like, I heard it the first time and I was like, bro, this shit slaps. Second time he critiqued it, I was like, bro, this shit slaps. And he did it like four or five times. And then I was just sitting there. I was like, holy shit. Like, kid's good. Like, on it, like, he has countless. I mean, I've tried to make a beat, like, shit's trash. Same. I mean, I throw a bunch of 808s in there and hit play and a couple times. I mean, it's like almost like an intro, but like, if you like go on Jonah's story and just look at like the work that goes into it, like, I have to give you props, honestly, bro. Like, you're top five hardest working people I know.
Factual shit.
Yeah,
God bless.
No bullshit. Not even because you're here. We're trying to gas you up. But like, on a real note, though, there's this artist in our area who's now living in California. I'm gonna say it. I have to. Like, as much as people, his name is. I'll not say his name. I won't say his name. But like, at the end of the day, everybody shits on him, and he's still doing his thing.
Okay,
like,
so
you have to respect it at least.
That's where I mean, yeah.
My thing with him is like, his music is improving. I've been with, like, he's been showing me his music. Me and him have been friends for a long time, and I mean, he knows that I've been doing my thing. I don't know if he started before me or whatever, but
like, respects your,
yeah,
your,
like, we've always respected each other, and we've always seen eye to eye. I've given him feedback, he's given me feedback. He's improving. I'm not gonna sit here and say that his music is bad. I don't think that.
It's just not for me.
It's, yeah, I think it doesn't hit other people like it hits other people, and then,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if he likes it, then that's like honestly all that matters, because
he's enjoying it, man.
Yeah,
it's
what he wants to do.
Yeah, it just goes with music in general. It's just talking about like what hits with certain people. Like, me personally, I can't stand country. Some of it I can, but most of the time I don't like country. It's kind of like the same repetitive thing. But it hits for other people, and I have to respect it at least. Like, I can't just be like, I don't like you because you listen to this type of music. Cause that's just like, doesn't really show character. But like, there are some people that like rap, and it might not hit for other people. And it's just kind of like, you gotta let them. It's just whoever they want to be and listen to whatever they want to listen.
Same thing with like hard rock. Like, not everybody's gonna want to listen to screamo and stuff like that, but it hits other people different.
Yeah,
shit slaps.
But the thing with music is, you got talented people like that can actually like hit a chorus, like actually like rap or sing or whatever music you listen to. You know, there's talented artists in that genre. But I mean, you go to rap. Okay, so how do I put this in words?
With your mouth.
I'll say this very blunt, and I'll mean it. Today's rap, dog shit. Like, riff-raff, what the fuck is that?
I'll put an asterisk above that, because there's obviously, like, you can't just critique a whole genre based on a couple people.
I'll say this now, like, there are so many, in the hip-hop especially, I basically study the hip-hop genre. That's, I mean, I I make beats and
you're a student of the game.
Like I try to keep in touch and see what beats are, you know, what's popping at the moment. Like certain type of beats, like right now it's, you know, that Nick Mira Juice WRLD type beats. Everybody those wants those kind of beats, and the emo rap is kind of picking up right now. That's what's hot. So I think right now there are so many artists in the game that are going to be gone in a year. No one's going to hear from them. They might be posting music, but nobody's going to be listening to them anymore. For example, Lil Xan. Like nobody likes Lil Xan except for Betrayed. That was his first hit, one hit wonder. He went big overnight, and everybody liked that song. But you have people like Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD is so talented in so many different ways. He is what blew emo rap up, I would say.
But he's consistent.
I'd argue that one. I'd say Uzi really paved the way for that emo.
See, rap. I mean, I wouldn't really consider Uzi emo rap though until this day and age.
About years ago,
I would say Uzi created his own wave.
Oh yeah,
he did for sure.
You can't categorize his music.
And like, then Juice WRLD,
it's just Uzi.
Juice WRLD brought the melodic side into the vocals. Yeah. You know, like it's just everything he puts out is super catchy. I think he'll be, you know, like. Might be sort of a long shot here, but he might be like the next well-known person in the rap game. Like we have people that are remembered all throughout, even after their death, like Tupac. Yeah,
Tupac, Biggie.
Yeah, like people like them. And I always wondered, like, who are going to be those next legends? Like Kanye West will obviously be one, no matter what anybody says.
He's
a really good producer and artist as a whole.
He's a phenomenal human.
You have
Drake.
Yeah, Drake, for sure, Drake.
I wonder how it's going to affect, like...
New music.
I want to say our generation, but I mean, I'm only 19, so I can't really say that.
Yeah.
But, like...
Fuck it, yeah, you
past generation, when Michael Jackson died, is that how it's going to feel when, like, Drake dies?
Yeah, like, who is the Michael Jackson right now? Like, who is the Michael Jackson?
Like, if they were to die today, what would, like, stop the world? I would say if we found out on the news that Drake died, the world would probably shut down for like about a day.
That'd They'd probably a have impact. A whole it would make, year of Marvin's Room on repeat.
That's the funeral music.
Yeah.
And that's facts.
I mean, just think of like X.
It's like when X died.
Like when X died, that shit, like he got a lot of, I don't want to say he got press, but like there was a lot of press about his death.
He got press.
So like take that and multiply it by like 100 with Drake or like.
It's like, yeah, it was like.
Someone with that statue.
See, like one person that kind of died and blew up just because of their death that I never really liked was Lil Peep.
I love Lil Peep.
I never listened
he
to
was
him.
Very.
I've tried to get into him so many different times, and his music just doesn't hit me, man.
Yeah, like, it's understandable. Like,
It might hit other people, like definitely. We were saying. Yeah.
Like, but, like, I was real, real sad boy. I'm my hometown's favorite sad anime boy. Write it in scripture, and that's facts. But Peep's music is just very... It's like that emo rap kind of thing, but it...
Definitely emo
rap. You relate to it a lot more. The beats are phenomenal. But, yeah, it was like Lil Peep kind of got real coverage, even though he's so talented, but he died so young, and the press covered it. It's kind of like the same thing with Mac. When Mac died...
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because I'm not going to try to beat around the bush here. He kind of fell off-ish after... A bit, but then he dropped his album and he went back up. Everyone realized,
this
dude is huge. That album was phenomenal.
For me personally, I think Mac Miller has always been a, you know, like superb artist.
Oh yeah,
he put out, I don't remember what it was called, Divine Feminine.
Yeah,
that was that album was different for Mac, and some people liked it, some people hated it. But I mean, from my perspective, the production was the. Production was great. I thought what he was doing was just something that he wanted to do at that moment, and people were just hating on him for it. And you know he kept doing it. That's,
that goes back to like what we were saying.
Yeah,
like,
you can't listen to other people's opinions. You got to do what you want to do. If you want to keep doing what you love, you know you got to mix things up because you're gonna get burnt out first of all.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you just gotta, you know, like people say it all the time. Like I want the old, or I want this guy back. Like the old Drake, the old Logic, the old.
Kanye.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Old Kanye. Everybody wants old Kanye back.
I don't know when Kanye left. I mean, other than like Scoopity Woo, like,
bro, that song, yeah, that song slapped. I don't know who you're trying to convince.
On drugs. See, like, the whole thing with music is like, Cam likes artists different than all of us. I like artists different than all you. Yeah. Dave likes artists different from all of us. Jonah likes artists different from all of us. It's all opinion based.
Yeah.
Like whenever I said today's rap's dog shit, that's just my opinion. Right. Like, there's not a lot of, like, wholesome talent in the rap game.
I agree with that.
And people will take that way out of proportion, too. Yeah, like, are you really going to talk down about the greatest artist of all time? Like, you both have two different opinions, clearly. Just relax a little bit.
Like, some people, like, let's put it, I'm not even,
never mind. You know, speak your mind. Nah. Speak it. All right. No way. But, like, yeah, one of my favorite artists of all time, and it'll probably be until the day I die, ASAP Rocky, when this man was consistently putting out hits, and then he put out Testing. Now, personally for me, I did not like Testing. I did not like the album whatsoever. There are a couple good hits on it, but overall, it was weird. It was not, it wasn't like anything we see before. We're used to that.
I mean,
but New York hits that he puts out.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
But listening back to it, I listened back to it a couple days ago, and I realized, like, it's not bad, because it just, we were so used to all these hits that they come out with, all these rap stuff, all this, I would say, trap, and then they come out with something like this, and it's different, and people don't like that. People don't like change in general. People like to stay in their little bubble and just feel comfortable with themselves, but it's when they, overall topic back to just getting out of your comfort zone, you start to realize all the great things.
I was going to ask you, do you think that your opinion on Testing, it doesn't have to be just specifically about Testing, but this is a question for all you guys. Do you think when an album or mixtape EP drops, do you think that your opinion on that album is affected by what people are saying? Like,
yes,
people, people on social media or people that you're friends with, like, post on their stories, whatever. Well, like, oh, this is trash.
I think it's two ways. I think personally, like, if you like a project and then people on social media say it's garbage, then you're going to conform to that opinion on social media to fit in with everybody else, because that's what society wants. But, like, you personally like that project.
And don't get it twisted. I think this is one of the people that, one of my things that I would say this is a mistake of mine, a misplaced judgment. I fell to a bunch of recency bias where it's the same thing with Testing, it's the same thing with the Divine Feminine. Ski Mask, the Slump God, one of the best artists out right now. I'll put that statement out. I love that guy. He's a fool. He's actually a fool. But it was like, I was listening to old Ski, like the Book of Eli, smacked, because it's like the Ski that we're used to. But then he pulls out Stokely, and I listened to the whole thing, and I put it on my story, and I said, this album is shit. I didn't like, because it was so different, because he went to like singing. There, don't get me wrong, there were like three or four good songs at the time of it, but then I re-listened to it like a week later because everyone was like giving it so much praise, and I was like, huh, maybe I was wrong. And then I went back and listened to it, I was like, holy fuck, I was wrong. So that's one of the biggest things that is recency bias to me.
Yeah, that's like, have you guys ever like listened to an album, like just a couple songs, and been like, damn, this is shit?
Yeah.
And then a week later, go back to it, look at a different song, like, yeah, there's those three shit songs, rest album's fire.
That's what happened to me, because we can't talk about this without talking about Logic, because, like,
Logic is a huge thing.
In terms of, like, innovation from, like, what he started with Under Pressure, and then, like, all the way up to his last album that he just released, which, in my opinion, is not very good, but whatever.
I do not... Logic's old stuff, Man of the Year, Bone, 5 a.m., is better than his new stuff, in my opinion.
Well, I mean,
it goes back to the old, like the old Kanye, the old Drake stuff. Like, what it?
That's what I'm saying, though.
I like Logic. I really do. I think he has, you know, his flow is incredible. It's uncompared to really anybody in the game right now. And he does some controversial things that people don't like, you know. But I think with this latest album that he just put out, it's just repetitive at this point, man. Like, I heard so many things that I heard on his last album. Like,
we get it. You're biracial.
It's not even that. It's like the little tags that he'll do in the songs, and you know, like the flows. The only song that I really liked in there was the one he did with Cordae.
I thought that Mama Show Love. God damn, it's hard to say.
Yeah, that was a good song. I mean, Cordae, last person I expected to be on a Logic album, first of all.
Nah.
Really?
Cordae smacks.
I like Cordae.
Well, he's one of those young artists that are like resembles like a J. Cole, a Kendrick that talk about, yeah, they rap, but they also talk like about real stuff.
Best person in YBN.
Oh, 100%.
No, I really do like Cordae. I was just saying that because like, I really wouldn't expect him to be featured with Logic. Like, I didn't think that he'd be the type of person to like Logic, but I think there's this sort of respect that people have for Logic that have knowledge of the music industry. Like, he does. He works hard. He really does. And people notice that. People like Logic's work ethic, and he hasn't let that work ethic down. Like, the man's writing a book. He wrote a book. I think it's done. Wrote a book and put out an experimental album that, of course, people aren't going to like because it's a complete, it's
rap. Which one are you talking
different
about?
Genre. The I one before it. His Everybody? Most recent album. No. The one after. There's the one Supermarket. After that. Yeah, Supermarket.
I thought it was good. I liked it.
Was that like an EP? Slaps.
I think Listen, so. It's experimental. I got
opinions about that because
Homicide.
Yeah. I listened to that on the way here.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
it remind me so much of each
other. It's the one right?
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, just the
transition.
I thought the transition was cool, but like...
Beat slap.
Eminem's verse was good, but Logic's was like kind of whack. And the ending of that song is also really whack.
The ending of the song...
The intro's funny.
The intro's funny. Good. The ending kind of sucked. It's the same thing with...
Everybody.
With the Future album.
What? Hendrix?
No, the other one that came out that time. Someone with Mask Off on it, but there's...
I don't remember what it's called, but I got you.
Yeah, thank you. Look that up. But there's a song on there that basically, I don't know if it was, I think it was at the end, where basically just like the song finishes, whatever, and then it cuts to like a radio station.
It's just called Future.
Yeah, it's just called Future. And it's the one, and it's one of the songs on this, like early ones, and at the end of it, it shows like a radio bit in it, you know what I'm talking about? And then it starts talking, he's like, this is like a radio host, and we're going to take some callers in of like these rappers, and if you win, I don't like that kind of stuff, because it doesn't like... build towards something. Like the Logic thing, the beginning, that's fine, that's an intro, but that ending part wasn't necessary.
Well, because I think the biggest problem for him, like, because he did that shit on Everybody, which in my opinion was like one of his worst projects.
It's because it was different.
Well, yeah, but it's weird going back and listening to it now.
The planning of it was great, like the whole thing, that's like a storyline, was really out of the box and really good. However, there was I just didn't like the execution of it. The fact that he got Neil deGrasse Tyson on it, that was cool.
I thought the message was good.
Like, the message was
great. The message was good, but like the endings, like you said, like it was just like...
It's like that extra 15 seconds you don't need.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was like 3 minutes. Yeah. It's like 3 to 4 minutes. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. So like make it a skit, make it a separate part. It's just weird.
So are you guys talking about like what Eminem did with like the Paul skits?
Yeah. You know, I don't like skits. I don't see the necessary need in them.
I think it's albums are supposed to tell a story.
Yeah,
so that's the main part of them, and I see why they're in there. And I like to listen to the album and kind of understand what the story is. Like I'll read about what the story is, and I like it personally. But when I know what you guys are saying. Like when you're just trying to listen to music in your car, you kind of have to skip past like certain parts. If they put in a main song that you know hits, you have to skip past the like speaking parts and then get into where they actually start rapping. I see what you're saying. They could put in a different track and all that, but
definitely like "Goodbye" and "Good Riddance" by Juice WRLD.
Right,
they were skits. We all fucking, you could skip them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're like, I get why they're there, but it's like it's kind of fucking annoying to get in there.
That's how they were in Logic's "Incredible True Story" album. They were on
but
track.
Then he switched it. He just put them at the end, which really didn't.
Dude, that album was. In my personal opinion, that was his best last album.
What?
Incredible True Story. After that, everything started to go downhowill.
Under Pressure is by far his best.
I'm saying like...
Oh, from
after
last.
Yeah, like when you after say like everybody, old Logic... Yeah, when you're like, I want the old Logic back, like Under Pressure, Incredible True Story. Everything after that, I'm just like...
I also think it's good he's a, like we talked about before, like they're changing. Kanye's not the old Kanye. Like, they evolve over time.
Definitely.
But I feel like what he needs to do is he needs to, like, slow down. Because, like, he's put out a project. I think he put out a project in February. He put out this one last month.
He put out Young Sinatra 4.
Young Sinatra 4 was, like, December.
That's what it was, yeah.
Young Sinatra 4 was good. I think it was better than his...
The song with Jane Smith was whack.
Yeah, I agree. But that I think overall, judging for, like, his last four or five works, Young Sinatra 4 is by far his best.
Yeah, definitely. But that goes back to the question of, like, relevancy and changing, constantly changing. The question that I've had for a while now, it's a good discussion piece, I guess, is in 15 years, we'll all be, like, mid-30s, right? Something like that. Which new age artists, give me like three or four off the top of your head that you think will still, that you'll remember.
Drake,
ASAP. That I personally will remember, or that everybody will remember?
I think like everybody will remember, because there's obviously personal ones that like I'll personally remember, but I'm saying like the general consensus of everyone that everyone posts. Like I don't think we should count Drake because everyone already knows. I'm talking about like this new age of rap, because Drake's been in the game for so long.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, from like 2017 and on. 2016 and before.
I think Juice.
Juice will.
I would say.
Juice for sure.
Unless something happens. Like, this is disregarding, say, like some rapper dies.
Yeah.
Like, between there, just consistently been putting out music. Who will still be, not at the top, but who will be like the next Drake's, the Jay-Z's, the, what's another one?
It's hard to say. The Nas's. Man. Yeah, like. It's hard to say who the next, like,
quote-unquote, I wouldn't legend. Say next as in, like, they're going to take that spot. But okay. I'm just saying, like, who's going to be, like, up at that status of...
I honestly... Like,
so who's in the game now that's going to be, like...
Yeah, because, like, everyone knows... Like, people know Nas. He put out something recently. But I'm saying, like, he was mostly a 90s rapper in early 2000s. Everyone still considers him a great. I'm saying, like, who now at that mid-level tier of rap today will go to that... tier status.
Kendrick Lamar.
I feel like he's already up there. With J. Cole. But they've been in the game so long, too.
They will be remembered forever,
though. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, sure. I would say...
I think it's like 2016, though.
Yeah, 2016 up. I think I would go with one artist off the top of my head.
I would say Juice, for sure. Maybe. If we're talking 2016 up.
Yeah.
He's put out two projects like that have literally gone... I don't know if they've gone platinum, but like...
Goodbye and Good Riddance has. I don't know if...
He has some very good... creative intentions with his music. I think that will stick with people forever. He's a very creative person, and he kind of invented the flow style that everybody's doing nowadays. Like,
definitely.
Yeah, like...
But, like, I'd say, like, the one shot in the dark for me would be Post Malone.
Because, for sure. Because
thinking about it, like, if he keeps putting out projects consistently, I think he's, like, one of those artists... Because I was also thinking, like, what music would I listen to when I'm older? Because, like, you know, our parents listen to, like, classic rock and country and all that.
Weird.
It's like thinking about, like, if we get old, we listen to, like, they listen to old rap sometimes, but, like, old rap. Thinking about today, like, the songs that we listen to today that smack. What's a song that I just... what's a really popular song besides, like, Old Town Road? Like, that's been, like, we've known for a while. Off the top of your head, do you guys know one?
Like,
what is a song that is...
God's Plan.
God's Plan. Just thinking about it like that when you're 35 and you're just...
Bumping to God's Plan.
You're like driving kid to like you're like driving soccer your practice or like something. This shit mind boggles me. Like you're listening to you're sitting in the car, you're taking your kid to like football practice or some shit like that, and you turn on the radio, you're like, shut up kid, this is my radio, and you listen, it's like we're doing some throwbacks. Here's God's Plan, and it's like
that's weird.
Kind of like about. You know how like when that's you were growing up, weird. Your parents played like old rap, and you're like, this isn't good.
Like Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, like your parents would play that, and like you as a holy kid that didn't shit. Understand like the implication of how much influence and how much they meant to people, you were like, ah, this sucks. Like, it's rap, whatever. Like, we don't like it. You're driving your kid to the game or some shit, and you hear God's Plan, and you're like, this, back in my day, this shit slapped.
Yeah,
and their kids are like, this is... And then your kid's like, that shit's trash, bro. What do you mean,
trash? That gets me thinking, like, what the fuck are they going to listen to in, like, 15 to 20 years?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what's after this?
Go play Little Kazoo on the radio. I'm like, what the fuck? We'll be the old heads that are like, this rap sucks. Like, I remember when J. Cole and Kendrick were in their prime, bro.
Yeah, like we say, like, Eazy-E, Drake, Tupac, Wu-Tang, like, all those are old school rap. But, like, 15 years from now,
what is
Drake's old school, rap? Kanye's old school, Kendrick's, J. Cole, ASAP.
Wow.
Like, like for these rap groups, it's like such as ASAP, YBN.
Yeah.
Like, what's after them?
A new one.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, man. Like, it's.
I just hope we get out of this mumble rap shit.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with
it. I think it's fine, like, if you're, like, at a party. Like, if the beat's good.
That's the point of it. It's supposed to
keep
you hyped
up. I know, but, like, you can't listen to it.
I think that's what
I can't listen to it when I'm 30. I'm not going to be listening to, like, Gucci Gang. Welcome back to 2020's throwback station. We're going to be listening to Lil Pump, Gucci Gang, and me and the car's like, I remember when this shit slapped. Like, there's just some people.
Never slapped.
No, like, I think that was. I think. Never slapped. Quote unquote mumble rap was 2016.
Oh yeah,
I think nowadays.
Oh, I definitely think
branching. I guess it's branching off of mumble rap, but emo rap is taking the cake now. Oh, like,
yeah,
it's a bunch of subgenres now coming to the top because they used to be like.
And now you see
R&B.
Like you're now talking you see, like wait by emo rap. What do you mean?
Like I mean like
Juice
World. Zane. You know,
I
like
you're talking about a different
J.K. or Jake Hill, Josh A.
Well, Jake Hill and Josh A is on the level of, like, Bones, Suicide Boys, Night Lavelle.
Yeah.
Which sucks for them because they're not getting the mainstream media that they deserve.
Well, they are.
Well, they are. Now, I'm saying not saying, like, they're just not that. They're not mainstream, if you would say. Like,
it's weird because it changes all the time. Like, me and Blake, I know Blake did especially, but me and Blake used to listen to Suicide Boys like a while back, and now like just randomly people were posting their newest album on their story.
I still do. This shit
slaps. Literally came out of nowhere. I was like, I didn't know this many people listened to Suicide Boys. So it's just like it literally just it came out of nowhere and nobody expected it, you know? It's just
like I don't know. Like it's hard to put people like rappers in categories. Almost for me, because yeah, like cause I feel like all rap. Okay, for whoever is listening to this, like hear what the fuck I'm about to say for a second. Like, I don't know how to explain this without fucking irritating so many people.
Go for it, just do it. We'll desensitize it after you say it.
I need to figure out what I'm saying. Hold on, go ahead.
I was gonna say like Post Malone, like people classify him as pop. They classify him as rock, then they classify him as rap.
But, like, I think he's all three of those things, man. Yeah. Like,
that's the thing. Like, new artists are, they're creating these new genres. Like, you can't put somebody in rap, but, like, a person like Post Malone is, like, creating something new.
Right, yeah, for sure. You see so many genres combining nowadays, too. Yeah. Like, EDM and hip-hop, for sure. Like, Marshmello's collaborating with all these different people.
Are you ready for screamo rap?
I mean, that's already...
Yeah.
That's already about to... I don't even... It's hard to call what the next, like, wave will be, you know? It's like...
Yeah, that is whack. I just think about that.
Nobody knows what the next wave in music's gonna be. Mm-mm. Nobody knew, like...
Music's so unpredictable.
Like, it kind of went from that... Kind of went from...
I got an example.
Like, it kind of went from the Drake, J. Cole style to mumble rap. And everybody was messed. Like, Migos blew up. That's what blew Migos up. And
well, I feel like if you were to go back 50 years and tell, like, Tupac and Biggie, like, this is what it's going to be.
People got tired of mumble rap, and now there's this huge community of people that are just, like, real rap, man. Like, let's think of, like, people that are actually truly talented, but people don't like... I don't know why people don't like them, but they rap about real things. I don't know if it's because they rap fast or what. Like, Joyner Lucas, I think, very talented.
I'm not
man.
Racist.
Like,
I love slaps.
I love's a good song, yeah.
But what I was saying, you said something about people, like, doing different, like, genres of, like, music. Like, with Young Thug, for an example, 2015 released Barter 6, 2016 released Slime Season 3. Both were, quote-unquote, his style of rap. 2017, he came out with Beautiful Thugger, which was his country album. If you remember, like, anything from that. Like, half the songs are a country beat.
They slap, though.
I really didn't listen to it, but I know that, like, it's just, like, a country beat. Like, different rappers will go through, like, different...
Yeah, phases.
Different phases. Like, Drake went from Take Care. Like...
That was...
Bro, he went through some shit in that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to... Dude, you have to go through some shit to make Marvin's room. I'm sorry, but you gotta... Something had to happen.
Something did happen. All right.
And then, like, I don't know what came after Take Care.
Nothing was the same?
Well, he went from Thank Me Later to Take Care. And then...
I think it was.
I don't know. Hold on. Nothing Was the Same was released in 2013. That was 2 years after Take Care.
Take Care was in 2011. Maybe he didn't put anything out. I don't know. But let's have this discussion. What is the best Drake album?
Take Care.
Take Care.
Take Care.
That's a timeless.
I'm going to have to disagree with this one. I'm going to have to go with Nothing Was the Same.
Well, hold on. Who right now do you think is your favorite artist? I'll go mine.
Let me go to my one of 400 playlists.
Mine's Joey Badass.
I'm going to get some flack for this one. But Blueface.
Oh, my God.
There is something. No.
Rip.
Ligma, what? Kid. There is. Holy shit. I will get shit on for this one. You say currently, like, to this day, popping, that I am bumping consistently is Blueface. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why.
Hey. Bro. It's his opinion. It hits him differently, remember?
You can change my mind about what is good.
Is it Tatiana?
It's. No, his song with French
Montana. Bust down Tatiana hit him differently, you feel me?
Nah, bro. Slide. With Blueface,
French
Montana, and Lil TJ. That song, for some reason, slaps. So
Lil TJ is good.
Lil TJ hits. And everybody that shits on Blueface, then go ahead and Ligma. Because Blueface, to me, he's this. He's a funny guy. Like, I've seen his interviews. He's a good person, and he's funny. And his music is just so different, and it's so creatively different. Like, we made a joke about this the other day. I was showing someone a Blueface verse, and he's like, this is how he writes his stuff. He is like, if I call up Jonah right now, and I'm like, Jonah, throw me a beat. And he goes and throws me, and I'm just like, all right, here's my verse. I don't give a fuck what your beat sounds like. I'm just throwing it on there. And that's a Blueface song. It's one of the things. At first, when it came out with, Respect My Crippin', Dead Looks, like, it was so bad that it's good, but now, as you can tell, he's gotten better with staying on beat, and his bars are killer. Like, have you heard Slide?
No.
There's a line in there
not listened to
that
a
is
solo.
I've heard Tatiana, but I didn't want to hear it.
I would check him out. Like, there's a verse on Slide where he says, I keep a Tommy gun on me like a hill figure, and that bar just hit me, and I said, damn, this guy is cold. Every song he's in, like, yeah, people don't like him because of his flow. Whatever. But there's also this, his bars, though, are insane. What, you got something to say, Blake? Speak your mind. I just think Blueface is a phenomenal artist.
All right, Jodo, who's your favorite artist?
I don't think he's going to, like, don't get me wrong, he's not, like, greatest of all time. He probably will most likely fall off.
You
would
put him in the greatest of all time.
Oh, hell no.
Smack the shit
out
of you.
No, Jonah just asked, what is it today?
Who's yours?
I already said mine was Joey Badass.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go through my phone. Hold on.
I don't know, man. Out of rappers...
Is this consistently rap?
Consistently?
It doesn't have to be rap, no.
One of the up-and-coming artists that
I
find
honestly,
myself...
Honestly, no. I'm
going to
change mine, then. If it's not just rap... Like,
how about we focus with rap, then we'll get...
Okay, we'll start with rap, and then we can get...
I think mine would probably be Boogie.
Yeah.
In terms of consistency...
That's different, but I feel you.
Hoodie Season was an absolute... banger. Like, every song on there was fire.
See, y'all soon to find out.
Have you guys ever listened to Joey Badass?
Shut your mouth, pussy. Devastated, I've listened to.
Shut your mouth. Let me finish. I'm always, out of this group of people, whether they like it or not, I'm going to try to be the dark horse, and I'll try to be the guy that doesn't have the same opinion, but this one I kind of do. You'll find this out in later podcasts, which you already know will happen. I don't like A Boogie. I really don't. I don't like his music doesn't click with me.
Hey, that's your opinion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but like, I feel like you always have to have some sort of level of discussion. So I always, all three of you guys agree, I'm going to disagree whether I like it or not. Same thing with Blueface. I ride or die with my boy Blueface. Please follow me on Twitter.
explain that.
Explain why I like Blueface?
Yeah. You did while you were gone.
You're too busy pissing.
I don't want to hear that explanation again.
No.
His bars are cold.
Just go on.
Man knows how to make a performance.
Who's yours?
Name another guy that puts a mop on stage.
Yeah, who is yours, Blake?
What?
When Blueface is on, when he's in concert.
Blueface is the most offbeat rapper I think I've ever
heard. The point. He's so bad that it's good, and then he's learned to get, he's getting better at it.
I just don't see how.
And his bars are cold.
It is what it is.
Recite a bar that is cold.
I keep a Tommy gun on me like a hill figure. That's a bar.
Blake, who's your favorite artist?
Look at the socks, boy.
Tommy Hill, you got a Tommy gun on you?
I'm not Blueface. So. But that's a bar.
I don't know. I really don't. If I had to pick a artist that I probably listen to the most.
Just a rapper.
The artist I listen to the most, honestly, is Gunna.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But he's not my favorite. I couldn't sit down and say, actually, yeah I could. Travis Scott's my favorite artist.
Right now?
Industry ever. Plant.
Huh?
He's an industry plant, but he's one of the good ones.
Travis Scott is just, I don't know. I got people who agree with me, people who don't agree with me.
I agree with you.
Travis Scott is probably my favorite artist.
His music's very consistent. It's always catchy. That's like the main thing. Like if you ever read Migos' lyrics, like they say the same thing throughout the entire song. That's why
all their biggest hits are just
why
repeats.
It's popular, because people remember it. Like that's a big thing. Like, same thing with Travis Scott.
Like I guess Bad and Bougie. Catchy. Bad and Bougie was so big. The song was okay. Like the song was good. But it was so catchy, and then the mainstream media picked up on it, and that song blew up. Walk It, Talk It. Oh, same shit. Thing.
Slippery, Kelly Price, Freak No Mo.
That whole album.
Cocoon. Like
Versace, the song that put them on.
Now, if we had to pick an artist that like isn't strictly like rap.
Wait, can I change one?
Your rap one?
6ix9ine.
Shut up. Dave would say that.
And I would agree with him.
He has some bops.
No,
there's a couple.
Bro, you can't tell me that his music doesn't slap.
It doesn't slap.
How it so? Does not slap.
There's a couple songs.
No.
6ix9ine has a couple songs. Most of it's garbage, but...
I like Fifi, actually.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. There's at least that one song that...
The one with Tory Lanez? I forget what it's called.
Kika?
Yeah.
Kika was very good.
No,
Tory Lanez is really good, too.
Tory Lanez is...
Nicki Minaj carried him in Fifi.
I didn't even like Nicki's part.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really just like that song for the
Nicki
beat.
Or Cardi B, in terms of rap?
Oh. Huh? I don't listen to either.
Nicki
really,
Minaj or Cardi B in terms
Nicki
of
Minaj
rap?
Nicki Minaj has had a longer career, and she... I don't like Cardi B. I like Offset, but I don't like Cardi B. I don't like her... Her it, music doesn't...
No, I can't have an opinion. I don't listen to either.
I got a kid, though. But, like...
We're almost at an hour and 10 minutes, so we'll end it off with this one. So, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B in terms of rap, and why?
All right, let me get this answer out of the way. I don't like Cardi B.
I think we should end it with, like, who's your favorite artist outside of rap?
I like
outside
that.
Outside of
rap?
Yeah, okay.
But we'll go with the Cardi B.
This Cardi B thing, I like Cardi B. She does... She's one of those people, though, that does whatever the fuck she wants. I respect that. She don't care. Like, she was popping. I don't like the fact that she kind of blew up after biting off Kodak. Like, with Bodak Yellow, that's what blew up, and then, like, her verse about, like, basically taking Kodak's verse from No Flocking?
Yeah.
Yeah, No Flocking, and so I don't like...
I personally don't like Kodak.
God, don't even get me started.
That's for a different... That's for next episode. Kodak.
Like, just...
He's a goofy motherfucker.
I'd say Cardi B, dude, because... I mean, she's doing it different in a way, you could say, because she's blowing Nicki Minaj out of the water. Like, name a recent song from Nicki Minaj. A single by Nicki Minaj, not a feature.
I couldn't tell you, but I also think her time has passed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Cardi B's taking the
work ethic,
now.
Cardi B, but...
She's always grinding.
I don't know.
And her music's just not for me.
I don't like either of them.
Like, I don't... It's not like I have Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. Well, I do have Cardi B in my playlist, not gonna lie.
Which song you got?
Bodak Yellow.
I hate you. I hate you, dude.
I'll take it out, man. I'll take it out.
Yeah, I don't listen to either of them. Either.
I have so many songs in my playlist. Like, they'll come on and I'll just skip them.
Oh, yeah. Same.
But sometimes I'll listen to them. Like, I guess I'm just not feeling it that time.
You ever scroll through your playlist and just try to find a certain song you want to listen to other than actually searching it up? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, just recently, I just started, like, if you, on Apple Music, if you search, like, in your library or whatever, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I won't even do that. Like, I'll go to the actual artist page and find the song. It's just so much more complicated.
Definitely.
All right, we can finish on the one where our favorite artist outside of rap. I would say my favorite artist is Illenium because he's an EDM producer. But I think that it's more on the, I guess you could consider, dubstep side. It's not really dubstep, but it's like his music is so it's different. He created his own wave in a way, but it's just like beautiful. It sounds really good to the ears. I think he's one of the best producers in EDM as of right now, and it's just like I get chills when I listen to his music. That's how good it is. And I know how hard that music is to make from a producer's perspective, so I kind of understand a little bit, but I just, something about his music, man, just, it hits me different. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I respect that.
I have two.
You have two?
I have two. I'm torn.
Talk your mind.
All right. I got Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
I respect the fuck out of you.
Ed Sheeran's good as fuck.
I respect the fuck out of you for that answer.
You can't tell me that Ed Sheeran does not have a good ass voice. He's fucking amazing. Like, correct. And then my other one's Bon Jovi.
Ooh.
Okay.
Bon Jovi's fire.
You are top three most interesting fucking humans I have ever met, bro.
That's
no cap.
That is.
Bon Jovi's like old shit up to like 2005. I could bump to that shit every day.
He came out with an album recently.
Yeah, their new stuff is as good.
It was like called like, I'm gonna look it up. It's called like House on the Hill.
It's, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But like their main guitarist left, Richie Sambora. It's not the same band. But like,
yeah,
that music slaps.
How about you, Blake?
What favorite artist outside of rap? I don't know. He kind of does both, but Black, if any of you guys know who that is.
That's who I was going to go with, but then I considered him rap-ish. Yeah. He's more R&B. That guy got me through some some tough times.
I guess some people consider hip-hop and R&B the same thing, but we'll call it different. We'll call it different.
Oh, then that would be my answer then, too. Black is something else. He's just, he found a way to, like, sing, but also, like, about real shit. Like, I was going through, like, a bad breakup at the time, and I just listened to him, and it really helps. You know, his music is phenomenal.
And I wasn't thinking about this earlier, because we were talking about rap, and I guess I consider hip-hop and R&B different, or, like, soul music. People who are going to be remembered, I think The Weeknd will be remembered too.
Yeah. What did he just put out? Is there anything recent?
No.
Besides My Dear Melancholy?
Yeah, but his
music is fun. I saw him in concert.
When he puts things out, they stick around for a while.
That's true.
Like Call Out My Name?
Yeah.
Often.
The Hills.
The Hills. Yeah. The Hills was huge.
Starboy was
those
huge.
Those are like all the first songs that I heard. He did that song with Daft Punk. That was sweet.
Yeah. I just said the name of it. What the fuck?
Starboy.
Yeah. I'm so... Yeah.
That was the name of the thing, too.
Yeah. I saw him in concert like last year or something like that.
And I was a...
I feel like I'm missing an artist. It was the weirdest trio. It was him and Nav. So I was like, all right, I'm set. And then Gucci Mane was there.
What?
The fuck?
We went and saw Travis Scott when he was here. That was sweet. That was dope.
The first or second time?
First
time, yeah.
I regret that.
But yeah, no, The Weeknd was
$70 a ticket.
Dude, his voice was...
Was it good at
it's
live?
It's so amazing. It's better than in the album. So you're going with Black? I think personally... Black.
Or Tyler Yaw.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
who
you
is
do.
Yeah, I don't know who
Jacob
that is.
Jacob showed me. Remember?
Who shot Johnny? Who shot Johnny? The dude... what's his name again? I just forgot it. I'm so bad. No, the...
Tyler Yaw.
Yeah, he's Post Malone co-signed him, basically. But for me, I have two. They're both... So, like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't feel like... I feel almost judged, in a sense, for listening to this kind of... I really like alternative, but it's very specific alternative.
I feel the same.
Like, I'll go to Apple Music, and I'll go through... I go to genres, I go to new music from alternative, and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't click with me.
It's so weird.
It's so hard to find the right ones, but one of them that... I really, really like. The band name is Slaughter Beach Dog, but their lead singer, I forget his name, he's a part of the band called Modern Baseball, so he did his own thing with Slaughter Beach Dog, and his album, Birdie, is one of my favorite alternative albums that I've ever heard. It's just something about it. Like, they're really, it's one of those things where it's like acoustic guitar, minimal drums, and it's very catchy, and you can relate to a lot of it. And yeah. then this guy's like almost brand new that I listened to the other
we
day.
Can, we can do this every time we do an episode.
Just something
a song of the week. A song, song of the week.
So what? New song of the week.
That's the song that...
We'll put y'all on some new stuff that you don't even know. And also Dominic Fike. He's like this new up-and-coming alternative artist. He came out with like an EP.
Alternative's weird, dude. Like,
it's very hit. It's very hit. Because there's so much different genres of alternative. Yeah. Like, I've listened to alternative rock, like Audioslave. They slap. But then you have like the more indie alternative. But Dominic Fike came out with this album, or this EP called Don't Forget About Me Demos. It's six songs. It's 14 minutes long. I would recommend it because it's one of those things like... Just imagine if you were to listen to this song in the perfect conditions, you're driving home at like 2 in the morning or like super late at night and you just throw it on. It's just very relatable, calm music. But I'll start off with my song of the week. I think I was going to have to be it's going to be Acolyte. It's on the Birdie album from Slaughter Beach Dog. If that's the song I was going to get into anybody for Slaughter Beach Dog, I'd go with them. I'd go with that song, Acolyte.
You got one? Because I don't know. You threw me on the spot.
I think we could just do one a week. That's fun. Just go to a different person every week. So this week we'll go with Gorski's.
That's fun.
Say that again. What was it?
It's called Acolyte. It's by Slaughter Beach Dog. And it's on the Birdie album. And once you hear that song, it's kind of relatable to some people. And then you will listen to the rest of the song, Golden Green's Good, Bad Beer. But that's the song I would intro to everybody on, to put them on. Jonah, how about you? Throw us some of your new music. You're a producer. You made some hits before. Talk about what's upcoming with you, with your music.
Yeah,
any projects upcoming? Or in the works?
I do, in a way.
You
like
sent me some stuff.
Yeah. Like, I have some things that I want to put out an EP just of kind of just, like, beats, you know.
Just kind of do your own thing. Put it on Twitter and say, guess what? Y'all can freestyle over this one. Just.
Have you thought about that?
I remember this was a while ago. You sent me a song that like was super undercover. I don't even know like what the name of it is or who's even featuring in it. But you sent me the song and I was like, "Holy shit, this song is good." I forget what it's called. I'll show you later which one it was. But yeah, I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about what we've talked about today, you can go ahead and follow us on Twitter at the Fools Cast with a FOLS Cast with a the. Same thing with Instagram, just the Fool's Cast. Just go ahead and follow us on there and let us know. We'll probably respond to you.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing better
to do.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys have any
If I don't respond to you, one of us will.
If you guys have any ideas, just send it in a DM, you know. You know, if people locally are listening, you know, just send us a message on Snapchat, whatever.
Definitely. And also, I think one of the main topics we'll do next episode is more like unpopular opinions. So if you have any of them, just go ahead and throw them our way and we'll include it. We'll give you a shout out too. But I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah. I think that covers everything that we kind of wanted to cover today.
As an introduction, I think this went pretty well.
Shout out to y'all for fucking listening.
Yeah, for real, though. Y'all going to be the earliest supporters. The day ones. We'll always have a special place in our hearts.
No, but I do think we do. We plan on doing this pretty consistently, kind of making it a thing. I thought it was fun. I had a lot of fun doing this.
This was good.
Something that I know us four have wanted to do for a while, kind of talked about a little bit. But, yeah, that's all we have for this first episode of the Fool's Cast. Thank you guys for sticking around for the whole thing. If you did, greatly appreciated. We'll have some good talks like this every week.
Definitely.
And, yeah, we'll catch you guys in the next one.
So, yeah.
Peace.